Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person calling?
Hi, it's Brittany Pinckney.
Hi, Brittany. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. You?
I'm doing well, thank you. My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC Baby Formula lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing
It was my daughter.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And is your daughter still with us?
Yes, ma'am, she
Okay.
is.
And does she have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Does she have any intestinal perforation, scarring or stricture in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, or any other serious or long-lasting injuries due to the NEC?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what was the date that she was diagnosed with NEC?
It was like the 3rd week of January in 2015.
3rd week of January in 2015, so roughly around January 21st, 2015. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is her date of birth?
January 5th, 2015.
Okay. So that would make her about 9 years old now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
While she was getting the formula.
So was she diagnosed before being fed the formula or after being fed the formula?
Oh, after being fed the formula, I'm
Okay,
sorry, love.
no worries. And then how long after being fed the formula was your daughter diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
Within, I believe.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. It should take us less than 20 minutes or so. What is the name of the facility where your daughter was diagnosed with NEC, diagnosed and born?
Banner, Casa Grande Medical Center.
And what state is this?
This is
Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay. And
Yes, ma'am.
this is where she was born and diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the address I have is 1800 East Florence Boulevard in Casa Grande, Arizona, zip code 85122. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the formula that she was fed in the hospital?
It was the Similac Nearsure.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of her?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And how many weeks were you when you gave birth to your daughter?
Like 31.
31 weeks. And did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did she leave and come back?
No, she was still in the hospital.
Okay. And then if needed, would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you have any family, friends, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
That also did what?
That were also fed formula. Do you happen to know of anyone else that was fed formula?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And then can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Email.
And can you spell her first name for me?
Marleigh.
Okay. And last name?
Holt, Holt.
Holt.
Yes, ma'am.
And does she have a suffix in her name, such as junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And did you have a middle initial or middle name that you wanted to put down for her, or no?
No.
Okay. And can I get her full social, please?
I don't have her full social. I just have her last four.
Okay, we can take the last four.
9361.
Okay. And then your first name, is it Brittany?
Yes.
And do you have the same last name or a different one?
Different, Pinkney.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And can you, what is your date of birth?
March 23rd, 1988.
Okay, can I get your full social, please?
594-668252.
Okay, and then I have your email as lobecky@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And your phone number is 352-874-9740.
Yes.
Is this your cell or your home number?
My cell.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
My physical or mailing, or does it matter?
Either or. Maybe your physical address?
Okay. My mailing is...
Oh, are you mailing?
1050.
1050?
Okay, so 1050 West Avalon Cannon Drive, Arizona. I mean, Casa Grande, Arizona, 85122.
Okay, so I have 1050 West Avalon Canyon Drive, Casa Grande, Pinal County, Arizona, zip code 85122.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney over your daughter, such as a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your name on her birth certificate, is it the same, Brittany Pinkney?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you have any of the following issues during the pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then I do have to ask these questions again. Was your child born prematurely?
Yes.
Okay. And what state was your child born in again?
Arizona.
Okay. And was your child diagnosed in the neonatal ICU?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the date that she went into the NICU and the date that she left the NICU?
Yes. So, so you say the date that she was in the hospital?
The date that she was admitted into the NICU. Was it the day that she was born?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so January 5th, 2015. And when was she
discharged? In March.
Okay, was she discharged from the NICU
in March
or diagnosed from the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, so
she was discharged from the hospital in March, the 4th week of March.
Okay, was she also discharged from the NICU that same day?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge, was she diagnosed or was she discharged from the NICU
the same day
that she left the hospital? Okay. And you said that was March.
Ma'am.
March what again?
2015.
I'm sorry. Do you know the
it's
exact
like
date?
The last
of March?
Week in March in 2015. No,
okay.
Ma'am. Maybe like the around the 28-ish.
2015. Okay. Thank you
yeah.
so much. Sorry for the confusion.
No, that's okay.
And then, what is your daughter's birth weight?
Birth weight was she was 3 pounds and 2 ounces.
3 pounds, 2 ounces, okay. And then when did your daughter
mm-hmm.
start using the formula? Was it the day that she was born?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then when did she stop using the formula? Was it when she left the hospital or when she was diagnosed with NEC, or was she only on it for a few days?
Yeah, she took it for like two weeks, like 14, 15 days. She took it for about 15 days after she was born.
Okay, so she stopped the day before she was diagnosed, which is the 20th of January?
Yes, 2015?
Ma'am. Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then what would you say is the time between starting the formula and being diagnosed? Would you say it's a couple of days or a couple of weeks or?
Maybe like a couple of days. About a week or two. About a week.
A week, okay.
About a week,
and then
yeah.
I just want to confirm, was your daughter fed formula in the hospital?
Yes, she was.
Okay. And
And
did
she
your
did.
dog?
She started facing the symptoms like, I'm sorry for your last question. It was about 2 weeks. It was about 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay. Let's go ahead and change that.
Yes, ma'am.
And then was your daughter, or did your daughter have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or dark or bloody stools?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, which of the following?
She had the green vomit in, she had stomach pains, the bloody stool, the breathing issues.
Okay. All right, so I put down green vomit, trouble feeding, and the bloody stool. And do you have a copy of the medical records for your daughter?
I don't have them on hand, but I can give you permission from the hospital to receive them.
Okay. So we'll put no for right now because you currently do not have a copy.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to NEC? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, or any unrelated surgeries?
She did the surgery, the laparotomy.
Exploratory laparotomy?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Vitamin treatments. Extra oxygen.
Okay, you said vitamin treatment.
Yes, ma'am. They did stop all the feeding for the treatment. Let me see what else.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, oh, she worked on antibiotics. What was it called? Ampicillin. Yeah, ampicillin.
Epicillin?
Yeah. Epicillin, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I just put down that she did a vitamin treatment, extra oxygen, and they stopped feeding her for treatment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And how is she doing now? Does she have any trouble like going to the bathroom now or, you know, any problems with her intestines or colon or anything like that?
No, ma'am. She's actually doing pretty good.
Okay. She's doing really well. So she
yes,
has no.
She's doing okay.
Okay. She doesn't have any ongoing challenges or any required medical care or any medication she has to take due to what she went through with NEC?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty, and then in regards to diagnosis and treatment, was it the same facility, the Banner Casa Grande Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the address I have for them is 1800 East Florence Boulevard in Casa Grande, Arizona, zip code 85122.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for their phone number, the phone number I have for the facility from Google is 520-381-6300. Does that sound about accurate?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And what was the last day that she was treated for NEC related issues?
Last time she was treated?
Mm-hmm.
It was in 2015, March. I don't know the exact date.
Okay, if you had to estimate, like
Around that time.
mid-March, end of March, was it like right before you left the right before your
Okay.
daughter left the hospital? Daughter
Yes.
left.
Yes, ma'am.
So about March 30th, 2015, or
That's fine. Yes, ma'am.
okay, you want to put
All
that
right.
down? Okay.
Mark, yes.
And then, can I get the doctor that diagnosed and treated your daughter?
Yes, ma'am. It was Dr. John Ebert, EGBERT.
Okay, I have John Egbert. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, I'm trying to find him on Google. Give me one second, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was able to find him. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes.
They do live with you?
Live with me.
Okay.
Yeah, he was my oldest son.
Your oldest son?
Yes.
And then, can I get your. Actually, give me one second. I get his phone number, please?
5207092815.
Okay. And can you spell his first and last name for me, please?
Josiah, JASIAH Holt, HOLT.
Okay. All righty. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold while I go ahead and look over the documents really quick, and then I'll read them back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right. One moment.
Okay.
Hello, Brittany.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you one last question before I review the information with you. So in regards to your daughter's injury, I'm just going to go through them one by one. Did she have any, or does she currently have or had any ongoing gastrointestinal or any other bowel conditions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any intestinal perforation, so a hole in the intestines from the NEC in the past or now?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any scarring or stricture in the intestines due to surgeries or anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then any sepsis? Did she have an infection in her body?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any cerebral palsy?
Say that again?
Cerebral palsy?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any neurological damage?
Neurological damage? No, ma'am.
Okay. Any other serious or long-lasting injuries to this day? Any injury at all due to the NEC?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. So your daughter was diagnosed with NEC roughly around January 21st, 2015. She was diagnosed after being fed formula. She was born and diagnosed at Banner Casa Grande Medical Center at 1800 East Florence Boulevard in Casa Grande, Arizona, zip code 85122. She was fed Similac in the hospital, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of her. You were 31 weeks at the time of birth, and she was diagnosed at the hospital. Her date of birth is January 5th, 2015. I have her first name spelled Marley, M-A-R-L-E-I-G-H, last name Holt, spelled H-O-L-T. For her social security number, I have 9361. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't mean to interrupt you. She do have liver problems.
She does have liver problems?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the issue with her liver?
She just had liver problems.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that down.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
No, no worries. When did her? Do you happen to know or remember when her liver problem started?
Around the same when she was diagnosed.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm writing that down in the medical notes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, first name, last name, and her socials all correct, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to go through the rest of the intake. If anything doesn't sound right, you can feel free to cut me off so we can fix it. Or if you don't hear me at all, just let me know so I can repeat all the information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your first name as Brittany, spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Last name, Pinkney, spelled P-I-N-K-N-E-Y. And I have your social as 594-66-8252. I have your date of birth as March 23rd, 1988. I have your email as lowbecki@yahoo.com. I have your cell phone number as 352-874-9740. I have your address as 1050 West Avalon Canyon Drive in Casa Grande, Pino County, Arizona, zip code 85122. I have your name on her birth certificate as well, also as Brittany Pinkney. She was born prematurely in the state of Arizona. She was admitted into the NICU the day she was born, which was January 5th, 2015. And she was discharged from the NICU, also the day that she left the hospital, March 28th, 2015. She was born at 3 pounds, 2 ounces. She started formula on March 5th, 2015, and January 5th, 2015, and she stopped formula January 20th, 2015.
Yeah.
She had an exploratory laparotomy. She was last treated for NEC-related issues. We did put March 30th. Did you want to put March 28th? Because that was the day that she left the hospital. That was a more accurate estimate. Okay. So she was last treated for NEC-related issues the day she left the hospital, which was March 28, 2015. She was diagnosed and treated by the same doctor, Dr. John Egbert, both at Banner Casa Grande Medical Center, phone number I have for the facility is 520-381-6300. And the address I have for the facility is 1800 East Florence Boulevard in Casa Grande, Arizona, zip code 85122. And for medical notes, I also added that there was a vitamin treatment, extra oxygen, and they stopped feeding her for treatment, and that she also had liver problems that started when she was diagnosed with NEC. Did you have any other medical notes that you wanted to add?
No, ma'am, it's not.
Okay. No, nothing else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear. I did cut out a little bit. I wasn't able to hear you. And then I have your emergency contact as your son that lives with you. His first name is spelled J-A-S-I-A-H. Last name Holt, spelled H-O-L-T. His phone number is 520-709-2815. And his address is the same as yours, 1050 West Avalon Canyon Drive in Casa Grande, Arizona, zip code 85122.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything that you would like me to change?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I just went ahead and sent you the documents. Go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You're going to receive a text from a DocuSign. It's going to have my first and last name on it. It might mention also mass tort strategies. Let me know once you receive that text, okay?
I'll help you.
Okay, go ahead and click on the link. What you're going to do is you're going to click through the yellow buttons. It's going to tell you continue, continue, continue. And then whenever it doesn't let you click anymore, that means it needs a signature from you. So then go ahead and sign it, and then just keep clicking through. And then let me know if you have any questions or once you're done.
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, let me go ahead and check on my end. Okay, perfect. So I just went ahead and sent you a text from my direct line. It is a 949 number. So if you need to reach me for any reason, this will be the best way to contact me. If I need to reach you for any reason, this is going to be the way that I contact you as well. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, again, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. In the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys will be reaching out to you to verify the case with you. If they don't reach out to you, I will call you myself and have you transferred over to them. But just be on the lookout for the call from them. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you. And it's just to verify everything we kind of went through over the phone. Brittany, I do want to thank you so much for your time and your patience. I know it's not really easy talking about, you know, things that you went through, especially with your baby, given that your daughter was so young at the time. And it's not only a physical battle for her, but a mental battle for you as well. So I do want to thank you so much for, you know, being generous enough to speak with me on the phone. I'm wishing both of you the best. And if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And then if you also happen to bump into anyone that had an NEC diagnosis, please go ahead and send them my information. I'd be more than happy to help them, okay?
I will. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You as well. Bye-bye.